is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, here's your Wiggity Wiggity Whack stories.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. The most expensive liquid on the planet, what do you think it would be?
Gold.
It's going to be gasoline pretty soon. But
yeah, right.
Helicopter
fuel.
No. It's a whiskey. It's a rare bottle of 60-year-old Macallan whiskey.
Really?
Dubbed the holy grail of single malt.
Ooh.
See, what does that mean? What does a single malt thing mean? What is that?
Single malt scotch is, it's...
You see, he doesn't know either. You see, you go to parties and people are, hey, would you like to try my single malt? And I know they're saying that just to, you know, make themselves look real like, you know...
Well, because it's different from other stuff, because it's still whiskey, but it's not like your average whiskey.
It's not blended with any other malt, so you're not mixing it with the cheaper malt. It's a very expensive single malt.
You're reading that. You know, you have the internet there.
I Googled it. Well, of course I Googled it. Why would I know about immediately. Whiskey?
That is whiskey distilled from a fermented mash made with malted barley. It's distinguished.
You too. You see?
Grains.
They can watch their screens while I'm doing these stories, because I have to do the stories.
Want the answer or not, Rick? Crikey.
I can see your eyes moving. All right. 39 million for that, for a gallon. 39 million.
What?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. A gallon of scorpion venom goes for $39 million.
That's what it's called, scorpion venom?
No, that's the next most expensive thing. So how much is this stuff?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm going to start milking scorpions.
A gallon of Chanel perfume is $123,000. Wow.
That's a lot of perfume.
Who buys Chanel by the gallon? That's what
nobody.
I know.
Okay, so the one bottle. Oh, I see what they're doing. I'm sorry. This backwards story here. The one bottle of the malt whiskey, of the single malt whiskey, is $1.1 million.
Okay. Oof.
Okay, but you can get snake venom, a whole, what is it,
a gallon?
A whole vat?
For $39 million.
What?
Snake venom. That's a lot of venom, you know, to make anti venom with.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, I could see that. All right. So the proprietor of Sweden's new disgusting food museum says he wants people to come on by and really savor the food and, you know, think about why you don't like it.
What is it?
The museum scheduled to open this week in Malmo aims to assault the senses with various smelly, stinky, strange foods, including fermented shark meat.
Oh.
Bull penis.
Why? Why?
Bird's nest soup and larvae. Roasted guinea pig and maggot cheese. That maggot cheese.
Oh, that sounds awful.
He says he wants people to question what they find disgusting and realize that disgust is always in the eye of the beholder.
Is it, though?
No, he's right there. Well, I've met a lot of people that eat stuff that, like my dad, he's the kind of person that eat a bunch of gross stuff. He did, like, pickled cactus or pickled pig's feet or something pickled.
I'm like, my wife loves escargot, but isn't it like snail? I won't eat it.
It is snail. My dad loves it. Well, because she's a chef, and if you make it right, it comes with this, it's drenched in this like garlicky butter, and then you dip the bread in the garlic butter after you eat it.
That's another question. Why would you buy something that's so disgusting that you have to drench it in another liquid?
It just makes it taste good, because then it gets into the snail meat.
It's an excuse to eat a lot of butter, I think.
Probs.
Right. And then there's also, this is disgusting, man. There's, I don't know.
I mean, if you're eating a butter popsicle, you're gross. But if you eat the same amount of butter slathered on some snails, you're very cosmopolitan.
It's like octopus.
Oh, yeah. I love octopus.
Are you serious?
Grilled octopus, they take it and they put it on a skewer and they grill it. It's
like takoyaki.
So good.
Or they do it on the...
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's too chewy. I mean, it's a texture thing, but I could do it, but...
It is a little chewy, which is weird that I say that because I rarely eat meat, but I do love octopus.
Rarely eat meat.
I only eat the ugly animals.
So you're an uglitarian?
Just kidding.
All right, Walmart in Canada is starting what's going to happen here pretty soon. As soon as we legalize marijuana all around the country as a recreational drug,
then
we're going to have Walmart. Why not? And that's what's happening in Canada. They're about to legalize pot as a rec drug all over the country. And Walmart Incorporated already jumping on it.
They want to sell it?
Tons and tons of cannabis-based products, including cannabis itself. It'll be like, you know, you'll have the nail salon.
Right.
You'll have the little fake bank.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Space Coast? And then you'll have,
Great value grinders.
Yeah.
Then Pete's, you'll have where you buy your
pot
oils.
Shop. Yeah. So, they say that Canada is very interested in, it's a booming business, obviously, and they'd like to enter the business right away at Walmart.
Mm.
So you're going to have Walmart announcements like this.
Like attention, like Walmart shoppers or whatever. There's like a great deal on sticky green marijuana in aisle 4. So like watch for like falling prices on that weed, man. Or maybe it's in aisle 7. No, wait, 4. aisle four. That's right. That's such a weird word, man. Aisle. Isle. There's an S in there, too, man. But where does it go? It's crazy, man. Anyway, what was I saying, man? It's oh, yeah, right. There's weed in aisle four. Aisle four, man.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.